This audio interview has been enhanced by software from www.speedupmympp3.com. MP3 your way, speed you control.
The bottom line for me was raise that money by the end of July or I would have had to go bankrupt. There's no way I could have paid the debt back otherwise, and it was a case of, well, you know, the only other option I would have had was to try and write it off that way. I just did not want that to happen. And it was just like, if there's anything I can do to stop it, I'm not going that route.
Hi, I'm Michael Sinoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business, all from home, from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online, downloadable audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
My story really is the fact that I bought the system 2 years ago, and like probably most people, you know you want to do something with it, but you're in your business, and you kind of, oh, I'll get around to it. And basically, you never do. You do, and you keep in touch with it all, and I was listening to all the audios, but I'd never seemed to take action, if you like, and actually get around to implementing and starting to actually use it properly. I mean, I'd started dabbling with a couple of clients, as you know. I had this garage that I took on, what, about 18 months ago? This is a referral from the accountant that we talked about in my last interview.
All right.
So I kind of got that, but it was kind of just that plus what I was doing before, but I started learning a lot more about direct marketing and using that in what I was doing for clients. But I still wasn't using the HMA system as a business tool, not selling it as a business in its own right. It was a combination of two things. It was the tax bill coming in, and it was like, oh my God, you know, I've got to do something here, and my design business is not going to get me out of this. So it was that. But it was also listening to the interview with Dave Flannery. I'm trying to remember whether it was number three or number four, but it was one of the interviews with Dave Flannery where he was just so motivated and dynamic, and it was just like, well, I just went out there and did it. I mean, you know, stop messing around and just go do it. And that was sort of the message that was coming across. And it just hit me at that time, and it was just like, well, absolutely, I mean, I've got to make this work. And basically, I had 8 weeks from the notification of the £8,500 bill to find the money. And it was like, you know, £8,500 spare. I mean, bearing in mind, over 8 weeks, I'm still paying the mortgage and the food, but an extra £8,500 when things weren't going well. So that was what motivated me to do it. And so that was really the motivator to me to actually go do it. And that was really what got me started in pushing it as a business in its own right. Then it was a case of, well, I've got 8 weeks to go and get this done and raise the money for this bill. And, well, you know, it's then like, well, my God, where do I start? I've got the HMA system, and first reaction is I've got to apply it to myself, so what can I use? The system had its USPs, so I didn't have to worry too much about that, so perhaps fine-tuning it. But the quickest method was looking at alliances. And I actually sent an email to you, which was one of the questions that Dave Flannery answered in one of his interviews.
Right, you had asked, if your back's against the wall, what would you do? Yeah, I remember, because I just listened to it, actually, when I was running down at the bay, and I re-listened to that, because I just did an interview with him on number six, and you explained your whole situation, and he told you to write down a list of everyone you know, everyone Becky knows, and to try and do an alliance. So what did you do?
Well, that's what I did. I sat down and I wrote a list of everyone I could think of, and then I looked at my customer base from the design. Because bear in mind, I was promoting myself as a designer, but I was doing marketing stuff off the back of it, so I won't go into it now, maybe, but there were a number of reasons why I started pushing design originally when I set my business up 8 years ago, and a lot of it was down to it was easy in. So it was like getting in the door and then promoting other stuff, and then actually became clients.
Right.
Now, in hindsight, when this bill came in, it was like, oh my God, you know, then realization dawns on you that you're promoting the wrong thing, and this just is not going to happen. But what I then did was basically looked at the people that I thought were likely to know people that I'm going to want to get in front of. So I was focusing on accountants. So I went through my database and found every single accountant that I'd ever dealt with. I also looked in the other pages and looked on the web and pulled up other accountants as well. And then I wrote them a letter, a big modification of the one that's in the HMA system, but I wrote them a letter basically promoting what I was doing and the fact that I'd like to get in front of the clients and that sort of thing. So it went out to, I think it was about 20 accountants in the end, but the ones that responded were the ones that knew me.
So you sent out about 20 about him, and did you get responses to?
Four, and they were four accountants that I'd actually met before at some point.
Okay. How did they respond? By phone?
Three rang, one emailed, but basically just said, well, you know, we'd like to know more, come in and have a chat with us.
Okay. Can I ask you, was there a specific offer in the letter?
Well, basically I'm pushing the module to £2,500 a module, which is $5,000 a module, or thereabouts. So I offered $1,000, £500, as a finder's fee, effectively. So if they put me in front of a client who became one of my clients, then they would get £500.
Perfect. Okay, that's exactly what Dave did.
Yeah. But what actually happened then, because if you remember, at the same time, I also did a Yellow Pages promotion, because the Yellow Pages directory for my area was coming up for the next set of adverts, so they were going to republish it again. So I went through the Yellow Pages, because I ended up with three clients in that short space of time, but I went through the Yellow Pages, looking at half-page, full-colour adverts, pulled them all out, because I went on the basis that if someone's paying £5,000 for an advert in Yellow Pages, they've got to be reasonable amount of money they're spending on marketing or a reasonable-sized company. And then I wrote a three-page letter, which I sent out, and I had the figures at the end, which was like 11% response to, including a rather strong letter from the Yellow Pages legal department saying that you cannot use the Yellow Pages in this way to promote.
So you were doing two things at one time. You did a letter out to accountants that you knew and accountants that you didn't know, propositioning them to do a joint venture if they could put you in front of their contacts and their customers or clients, yeah, that you would pay them a referral fee of £500. At the same time, you did a promotion to people advertising in your UK Yellow Pages, and you sent a mailer out to them, which generated a 10% response, and then the Yellow Pages got back with you with a legal letter.
That's right, yes.
Okay.
Now, out of that response that I got, I actually landed a client. My offer in that case was to redo their ads. You're basically giving an ad critique and tell them what they should be doing. The offer was a free ad critique. So obviously, I was looking for the longer term, you know, just to raise money by redoing the ad for them. And what actually happened was everyone I went to see, apart from one company, which is a dental practice, every single one of them were basically looking for the free advice and then said, thanks very much, see ya, which was, well, okay, that's fine. But the dental practice also didn't have the ad, but because of the interview that I did, whilst I was doing the critique, I didn't do the full opportunity analysis, but I did sort of cover some of the questions that would give me an indication of the first four modules of whether they were likely to be a potential client for me. So I was using it as a qualifier, but I wasn't using the full option analysis at that meeting because the purpose of that meeting was to critique the Yellow Pages ad. Anyway, this dental practice basically came back to me 2 days later and said, well, look, we're not interested in using the Yellow Pages ad, but we do want you to do our marketing, so can you come and talk to us? And that was my first client that I signed up effectively as a marketing client under the HMA system.
Great. Now, what did you sell them on? 4 steps?
When I went back to see them, I sold them on the first 4 steps. They committed to the first 4 steps at $2,500 per module.
And how many have you taken them through so far?
We're just into the third now, because they wanted to drag things out. Rather than do it every month, they wanted to take 2 months just for the cash flow point of view.
Okay.
So we're just dragging it out a little bit and taking longer to do it, over 2 months, so they split the payments. They're paying monthly now at half the amount per month.
Okay, very good.
So that's worked out there.
Let me ask you, the other clients, when you went in, I mean, it's a great strategy to go in and help someone with their advertising, because that's all they really understand is advertising. And if you can make it better, maybe they can get more calls, more customers, and do a little bit better. When you went in and did free advertising critique, could you not go into the USP and basically say, you know, I'd be doing you a disservice redoing your ad unless you have a USP and then try and get them in that way?
Yes, I did. And yes, that's how I approached it. I was trying to do the upsell because at the end of the day, you know, £500-600 to redo an ad, I need a lot of those to raise this $8,500 I had to do in the time scale I had. The problem I came across really is they weren't really qualified prospects. In hindsight, looking back now, whilst I picked a set of criteria, that wasn't the right criteria for the HMA stuff or for the marketing stuff, really. They were just focusing on advertising. And in most cases, I couldn't even get them, really. You start talking about headlines and you show them benefits, you show them examples. So I was showing them examples of befores and afters. I was quoting statistics at them of ones I've done before and the results that we were getting. And in a lot of cases, they were like, well, okay, we'll just stick with what we've got, thanks. And they couldn't see the benefit of it.
But still, the numbers are still pretty good, 1 out of 4.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, 25%. You know, if you use that as a strategy and didn't have the pushback with the Yellow Pages, I mean, you know, if you saw 20 people based on that, you could probably still get that 25%.
Yes, it absolutely works. At the end of the day, me getting one client and landing $20,000 worth of business, it was worth doing, even with the threatening letter.
Did you stop after the threatening letter?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you didn't want to mess with it.
Nah, there's no point. I mean, at the end of the day, I probably would have got away with it had it gone to court, but they could tie me up legally and financially. There's no point. It's better just to back off and move on. But I proved that it worked.
Wait, let's go back to the accountants. You said about 20 letters, 4 responded. You'd known them all before. What happened?
Okay, so basically I then went to see them, and I took them through the system. I explained what the system was. I explained how it worked. I explained why it was successful, because it was a system I'd approached, because we started with the foundations of the USP and what a business is about.
What's interesting is the positioning. There isn't the pressure. You're not there to sell them as a client. You're there to show them the system so they can see what you're going to be offering to their clients.
That's right.
And there's less resistance, you see?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what I found. So what then came out of that was that one of those accountants actually is now a client. They're paying me £3,500 per module, and I've got a meeting tomorrow where we're doing 2 things with them tomorrow. The first is they're going to talk through clients that they've now got in their mind who are suitable for me to take on or to put me in front of to see if I can close them as clients for me. But we're also looking at where we can actually make it part of their sales process that their new clients have an hour session with me when they become new clients. Potentially, I then get in front of all of their new clients.
How many clients are they bringing on a month?
15, 20, something like that.
That could keep you pretty busy with a steady flow of clients.
Oh, completely, yeah.
So you went and saw that one. Did you meet with all 4 of them face-to-face?
No, one of them, every time we arranged it, they kept moving it, so it didn't ever happen. The other two both put companies forward, and they both sort of contacted companies, and I had a phone call from clients from each of them.
So you didn't meet, but they started referring?
No, I met enough to go through the system with them.
You had 4 people respond. How many did you meet with face-to-face?
I met 3 of the 4 that responded.
And one of them became your own client?
Yeah.
Okay, and the other 2 didn't, but they were willing to refer?
They were willing to refer, yes.
How did you set that process up with those 2?
Well, basically, I went through the HMA system with them, explained the guarantee, and at the end of the day, their clients weren't at risk, because they would at least get their fees back, at the very, very least, you know.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
And then basically push along the lines of, well, you know, as an accountant, your client's interest and the business interest and your interest, you know, if the clients grow, then obviously you'll do better out of it as well. So it's a win-win-win all round. And, you know, both of them said, well, absolutely, we can see the benefit of this. The difficult part, or where it did fall apart a bit, was 2 places, really. The first is, although I specified I was looking for companies really turning over to the £500,000 upwards, I was starting to target slightly larger companies. They're more likely to have a marketing budget. I either didn't specify clearly enough to them, or they just didn't take on board the criteria that I set, because one company was put forward that contacted me with the right size, but they had no intention of actually spending any money. And of course, you know, when your guarantee is that we can grow your business without spending more money on advertising, people just didn't read that as just advertising. They sort of stopped after spending any more money.
I see. Okay.
So there's a bit of a qualification problem there. So out of all of the ones I've seen on those 2 fronts, none of them actually became clients, because they weren't the right people in front of me.
So you didn't really give them a system on how to get their clients to contact you. You just left it up to them?
No, I gave them a letter, which was basically an endorsement letter.
Right.
I'll have to send you a copy of mine.
Okay.
You can write it on to the HMA guys if that doesn't really help.
Okay.
But it was along the lines of, you know, you've been a good value client of ours, and, you know, we met someone that we really think you ought to speak to, and it's just, and blah, 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 and these are the sorts of things you've done for clients. And I used actual testimonials of mine. It was more stuff that I'd done from the direct marketing stuff I'd done before.
Okay.
To the design work. So no, I gave them a letter that gave an offer of a free appraisal, which is basically ops analysis.
And did they mail it out, or how?
Yeah, they mailed it out. But of course, the problem, I suppose, part of it at the time was, I wouldn't say blind panic, because I was extremely focused, but I let things slip. And what I should have done was go to them with the letter and say, let's just do it. Let's book a time. I'll come over and I will do it. I'll fold them up. I'll put them in the envelopes. I'll write the envelopes. I'll just get them out. And of course, I didn't. I let them have the letter and said, look, let's just do it. And they were like, yeah, we'll get it out the post. And but things then dragged on. And a week later, they hadn't posted them. And it was out of my control. So it was a big lesson learned.
Right. Okay.
Don't let them do it without me actually controlling it. So there are a few hiccups along the way. But of course, I'm trying to learn, do, and implement something that I wasn't overly familiar with in a very short space of time because of the pressures that I had.
Right, I understand.
So I've slipped up quite a few times, but hey, you learn very quickly.
Yes.
But the other accounts and that's coming together really well. They're really, really happy with the USB. I like to reposition them because of where they were. Unfortunately, I can't go into that now, and perhaps we can talk about that another time.
Okay.
Then the second client that came on board was actually, because the other thing I did was, it wasn't just accountants that I knew, although that was one of the approaches. The third approach was just to speak to other business owners that I knew, and that was through contact, through networking that I'd done before. So I've been to other networking breakfasts and lunches, and, you know, built up a database of contacts. So they weren't the same people I'd worked with, but people that would vaguely know me. So I then went out to them and basically went to them with the same sort of offer to the accountants. You refer someone, you become the client, you get 500 quid. And one of those people that I did actually referred me to someone. I went to see them and did the ops analysis. They were very interested, then they ummed and ahed, and then they got me back about a week later and said, let's do it. We need to finalise a few things and you answer these questions. And we did it, and they signed up for the first four modules on £2,500 a module as well.
Man, that's great. What kind of business is that?
It's a nightclub.
A nightclub, okay.
Yeah, which has its own set of issues. Working weekdays until 2 in the morning when the club's open is a bit of a challenge when you're trying to do client interviews.
Yes, okay.
Drunk people.
Okay. So what step are you on with them?
We're just starting step two. We just finished the USP.
Okay. So that's three clients.
Yes, the accountants, the dental practice.
And the nightclub.
The nightclub, yeah.
All right. Do you have another one, or is that it right now?
What I then did, because, of course, I was also pushing the fact that I would implement, which is what Richard told us to do, and that's the difference. What I then realised with those three clients, and handling the three clients, you could use what I paid the bill. 31st of July, I had £8,500 that I paid to clear the bill.
Very good, okay.
I achieved the goal. Not quite how I thought it would go, but hey, you know, the bill was paid. But what I then learned was I'm not going to be able to handle too many more clients with the level of work I was having to do for these three clients. Now, the three clients, I mean, the dental practice is turning over 1.2 million, seven dentists in the practice. The accountants are turning over 3.5 million, there's some like 14 or 15 partners, plus 50 staff as well. So in the nightclub, turning over just under a million, there's probably about to the 30 or 40 staff. So they're all quite big companies, although they haven't got their own marketing department, so it's just the owner or one of the partners actually doing the work, any marketing that they've been doing. So they're kind of a larger company. So of course I'm sitting there doing all of this and doing all of the things and thinking, this is not going to work for any more than sort of four or five, maybe six clients. And what happened was, I also hit a point where, because of the delays at the client thing, on doing some of the bits that they had to do that I couldn't do for them, of course then we weren't getting through the module as quickly as we should have done. So I planned my cash flow to make sure that I hit other bills that were coming in that I was going to divert money to pay this big bill.
Right.
And then of course it's like, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get the next module underway and get the money in before things are working. So it's still been a bit of a juggle. But what I've ended, and this is where I am now, I'm starting this week really, is I've restructured the way I'm presenting this so that I'm actually offering it as a 12-month system where it's a monthly pay. And as I said, oh, we've got 12 modules, obviously it's a modular system.
Right.
But I have taken things like, well, I've done a lot of work on referrals. I'm putting an active referral system together. So it's kind of like a module in its own right.
Yes, it is. Work.
The same with cost cutting. That's obviously something that Dave latched onto very quickly as well.
Yeah.
So I've kind of got 10 modules already. So it's not really that much, just to expand it out.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea because, you know, the clients can drag their feet and that holds up your money, but if you do a monthly and make it 12 modules, you're going to get something every month.
Well, yes, I mean, the point there is as well, if they drag their feet and want to take 2 months doing the USP, that's great. They're paying me for 2 months and we do the USP in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of an incentive for their point of view as well. Now, just really finalised how I was going to do that end of last week. And what I found is I've now already got 8 appointments in the next 2 weeks, not this week. Starting next week, I've got 8 appointments in 2 weeks.
How did you get those appointments?
This is going back to the people I know and just sort of saying, this is what I'm doing. Well, the accountants have put me in and say they've got the number of people lined up for me as well. But it's also because I've been doing a lot more networking. And as Dave said in the last interview, the sixth interview, I think that's kind of where he was going. He was saying, when I did it the other day, the one that you did on Halloween night.
Yeah.
He was saying that let them do the implementation. You guide it and you implement if they can't, but you show them how to implement.
Mm-hmm.
And you guide it and sort of kind of force them to do it. But you kind of encourage them to do it, but you put the onus on them. And that's what I've been doing. I've actually been gradually doing that with all three of my clients, is putting more and more on them. I've turned a lot of the stuff into questionnaires and things that they have to do.
Right.
Now, I'm chasing them to do it, and I'm ringing up, or when I'm meeting with them, I'm actually going through it with them if they get stuck on questions. But I haven't yet, with these three clients, found any sort of resistance to that. So it's a good sign in that respect. Now, the other thing I've done, because I'm going monthly with the fee, what I'm actually offering as commission is 10% of the fee that's paid for the length of the time the client stays a client.
Right.
So, for example, if it's £2,500, then that's £250 a month for the length of time that client stays a client.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still pushing it at £2,500 a month. And as I say, I've got 8 appointments with people knowing that that's my fee. And it's just purely a positioning thing. It's purely going out there and just saying, well, I mean, I've had people come back and sort of say, oh, well, we can't afford that. And it's like, well, when you can, come and see me, let's do it. And not being afraid of turning business away, that's not what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I've still got 8 appointments. I mean, if 2 of those become clients, I'm a happy man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if 6 of them become clients, then I'm going to be very happy. But of course, the other part of that side of it, if you've got them doing a bit more of the work, then obviously you can handle more clients. But not only that, from my point of view, obviously with the marketing and design background anyway, what it means is that it kind of just goes on. We get all the modules in place, we get these, and then it just starts doing more campaign stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea from my point of view is that they just continue paying after the 12 months on a monthly basis, and we've done good stuff during that time, and we end up in a situation where I just get the retainer for coming up with new ideas for them or whatever.
That's awesome. I like that idea. Do you have the 12 steps itemized out?
No, I do in my mind, but I don't present it to the clients. And the reason for that is because what I have found in the clients that I've got, the USP is critical, absolutely, and that always has come first. Integrating the USP, obviously the second step, is again very important, but what I've found in all 3 cases is they're trying to develop new adverts as well, mm-hmm. or new things as well, because they are larger companies with a marketing budget. And you can't really just say, well, no, we're not going to worry about new adverts when the opportunities are there and they want you to spend the money. So I'm kind of having to do Module 5, or parts of Module 5, as well as implementing the USP into the existing ads. It's kind of a combination of creating a new ad, but with the USP included in it.
Right, right, that makes sense.
So the problem that then causes is, well, okay, so we're actually partway through Module 2 and partway through Module 5. How do I get payment for that, and how do we work it, and how do we keep track of it? And that's where this coming up with it monthly and just sort of saying it's a modular approach, which it is. So yeah, I can give them a general outline. Yes, we'll separate it out into USP, integrating USP, marketing, media, check. You can go through the pattern in that respect. But I don't say month 1 is USP, month 2 is this, month 3 is that, month 4 is that. I tweak it depending on the needs of the client, which is kind of what I've been doing, particularly with the dental practice. That's kind of what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's working really, really well. I mean, the real point of it is the system is flexible enough to do it, provided you just keep your head about making sure that the USP is clearly and uniquely defined.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got that to work with, then to a degree, it doesn't really matter, obviously, whether you implement it directly, but it doesn't really matter which modules you do next. And you don't have to do the database marketing as Module 3. It's just it's one of the quickest wins, going back to past clients and things like that. So what I've done is kind of a combination of, with the dental practice, we're sort of focusing more on the cosmetic dentistry. So we're trying to build that side of the practice. So we're doing letters to existing patients with an offer to come in for a free assessment.
How's it working?
The letters only just went out yesterday.
Yeah, they went out.
There's only a newsletter out that they had before I was involved anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got 5,000 newsletters gone out. We've done 500 letters offering these assessments. And then the other 4,500 have just had a letter that introduces the USP but introduces the newsletter. So we've only tested it on 500 at this point.
Okay. That is excellent.
The other thing actually that might be worth mentioning, and I've had a lot of trouble with this to begin with the HMA USP, which is Australia Business 20, 25 to 100% in 30 to 90 days. I had a lot of problem with that. When I was using that in my marketing initially, it was just unbelievable. People just did not believe that. It was like, yeah, 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 sure. I actually found it worked against me. And when I changed it to Grow Your Business 25 to 100% in 3 to 6 months, all of a sudden, I've got interesting people wanting to talk to me.
Okay.
And I actually found that quite interesting. Whether it's a UK thing, and whether the people over here haven't got their heads around the whole DM thing, I mean, we're certainly behind states in Australia with direct marketing anyway. But I wonder whether it was with that. But for me personally, so that's my USP now.
When you're out meeting your networking groups, you're using that USP face-to-face?
Well, I'm actually saying face-to-face, if someone asks me what I do, basically, is I teach people how to consistently and predictably increase their profits through implementation of a proven marketing system.
Okay.
Which usually says, oh, how do you do that? You just go into a bit of the fact that it's a system, it's a systemized approach, you're testing and measuring, you're incrementally increasing the effectiveness of everything, and I also guarantee the system, and I guarantee to get that 25 to 100% growth. I tried it, basically. I mean, there's some people are saying 30 to 90 days, other people are saying 3 to 6 months, and it was the people that were saying 3 to 6 months, people seem to respond to that.
Okay.
So, hey. No.
So, after explaining a little bit about it being a modular system, your goal was to set an appointment for an opportunity analysis?
Yes, that was the whole point. Basically, I'll answer 2 or 3 questions about me, and then obviously turn the conversation around to them. And then I'm pre-qualifying them as to whether it's worth doing an opt analysis with them.
Where do you find some good questions to ask them to pre-qualify them?
Well, the sort of questions I'm asking is, what do you do, i.e. what business sector? Where's your office? So I'm trying to find out if they have an office. Therefore, if they're paying for offices, they're going to be at a reasonable size. And then things like, oh, how many people work for you? Where's your office based? Is it local? I'm in Oxford in England, so is it in Oxford or is it further afield? So I'm just really trying to find out how close they are, how big they are, what they do. You can't really necessarily ask them about competition. It depends. I mean, I'm just really trying to find size at this point and whether they're likely to have that sort of thing. Do they have the sort of money, either a marketing budget existing, or do you do a lot of marketing at the moment, or that's come out as well? So I'm sort of 4 or 5, maybe 6 questions I tend to do, but it depends, because some people, they get on a roll, then I let them talk for a bit and just make sure I'm clear on that, and then I try and get an appointment in the diary there, and then if I can, which has happened, I've managed to do that with some people. Other people are sort of like, well, I haven't got a diary with me, but give me a call. So
when you make an appointment for an opportunity analysis, I'd ask Dave this, and when you heard him, he says he has going to take the whole day. Do you say it's going to take 1 hour, 2 hours? How do you position it?
Typically, I sort of say, well, allow 2 to 2.5 hours, because we need to go in depth for me to find out the best way to move you forward, and obviously the quickest method for you and your business, we really need to discuss things in detail, so allow 2 to 2.5 hours. The reality is that all I'm really trying to do is set a perception that it's not going to be a 10-minute questionnaire in front of them. Every single time when there's been a more qualified prospect, I've gone over 2.5 hours, but it's never been an issue. They're not sitting looking at their watches saying, oh, it's 2.5 hours now. I don't think I actually had that happen. But honestly, you're telling them you're going through enough information and asking the sorts of questions that are really starting to make them think about, hey, you know, what are we doing? It's getting better in that respect. I'm getting a lot smoother at doing it as well.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Good. How are you handling at the end of the opportunity analysis? Are you closing for the project work right there? Do you get back with them? What have you found to be most comfortable?
Now I'm going for the close. Before, I was trying to close but not doing it very well, if you see what I mean. You're kind of getting the, well, we'll come back to you if we're interested in what you've had to say, but we'll come back to you. So it's kind of like, did I get the right decision makers in there? Is it that that's the problem? Whereas now it's kind of like, okay, so what do we need to do to get moving with this? I'm doing trial close rewrites, as Richard said. I'm closing off each module. You know, do you understand why I have a USP and what I can do for your business, blah, blah, blah? And do you understand if you implement it correctly, how I can grow things in your business? And so I'm going through all of that. I'm going through the 3 ways growth chart, you know, that sort of like numbers chart,
yep.
Which again, I've modified tries to give examples of here's a business turning over 500,000, and if you grow three ways, it's 20%, this is what it comes out to, and if you grow three ways, 50%, look at that. Now let's run your figures through this. So I'm kind of giving them an example so they can see a growth of something, because bearing in mind the sort of size of business I'm targeting, so they can see something that, yeah, that's realistic for them to get their heads around, and we actually run their numbers through, and it's like, oh, hey, wow, we could really do that. So I'm kind of using that as a bit, and when they get to that, hey, wow, that's fantastic, it's like, well, now you can see the benefits. You know, when do you want to get started? Let's just get a date and a dial in and go now. Being quite open about it. I mean, in some cases, like, oh, well, not necessarily ready to move forward. Oh, have I not explained something? You know, I'm getting a lot better at the way I'm selling it.
Yeah, you're getting more confident.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think part of it is, when I was first doing this in July, when I went through all this rubbish to get this deal paid, I was trying not to come across as desperate, but I was obviously, underlying psychologically, I was, oh my God, I've got to land as many clients as I can just to get this bill paid. Whereas now, it's kind of like, well, if you're not ready to move forward, no problem, give me a call when you are. And they're like, oh, hang on. So it's like taking the sale away from them. And they're like, well, no, I haven't said I'm not wanting to go ahead with it yet.
Yeah.
And so I'm still playing around with it, but I'm now at least in the position where I'm earning enough to cover the bills, and rather than just take on a load of clients and do a day's salary and be flat out and, oh my God, how am I, you know, whether I'm coming or going, I'm just taking my time to work out what's going to be best for me, which is why I've sort of taken a step back. Now I've got these three clients, or maybe four, but I've still got a couple of other things I'm doing for other clients as well. So I've got other work as well, but these are the three main ones. So I'm just really defining the way of doing it monthly and trying to project that across, which is where I'm starting now with the clients I'm starting with tomorrow. So I'm targeting to take three clients on one a week between now and the 1st of December.
Okay.
So that's my target, is three clients by the 1st of December on £2,500 a month with a 12-month agreement.
That's excellent. I mean, it's a great story because, you know, your back was against the wall and you really had no choice and you just had to do it. You had to take action and put the system into use and do what Richard says and follow the system, and it is definitely producing you some great results.
I would say that probably the most difficult part and the bit that I've learned most is you can listen to all this stuff. You can listen to the interviews that you've done, interviews with people like Dave Flannery, you can listen to Richard, you can listen to Jay Abraham, you can listen to all these people, but unless you get off your backside and actually go and do it, no one is going to sit there and say, oh, you do this idea, Jay, and oh, by the way, now you've got a client, they're ringing you up and they're coming to you. You know, I've still got to get up and go and do it. And you know that you've got to do it, but it's having that motivation to do so. And believe me, you get the letter coming through saying, you have to pay this by the 31st of July or you're in serious trouble. It's kind of like, oh God, I've got to just do something about it. And I suppose really, if you want a bit of advice or anything, just do it. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you don't get it right. I mean, my Yellow Pages letter didn't work anywhere near how I expected it to, but hey, I got a client out of it, so ultimately it worked. And you're better off doing something and getting a small return back or something not quite working than saying, oh, I'm not quite ready with that, so I'm not going to let that go yet, I'm not going to try that. But it really is tap into the people that you know. Go and talk to them and go and just say, look, this is what I'm doing and I'm prepared to give you £500 or £500 a month or 10% a month or whatever it is. Just come up with something that you're comfortable offering, but it's worth something. I started off saying, I'll give you £100 and people are like, oh, okay, yeah. And of course, you just know when they walk away, they're not going to do anything. It's not enough. It's not an incentive enough. What I'm finding now when I'm saying that I'll give you 10% of the fee that they pay me for the life that they're a client of mine, all of a sudden I'm getting calls coming in, emails coming in, these people would like to meet with you, these people would like to meet with you, these people would like to meet with you, because they're actually trying to get me in front of their clients because they want me to close them so they can get the retainer.
And these are all warm prospects referred over to you.
Yes.
And how hard is that? No cold calling, you bypass all that.
Yeah, well, I've already got the first one booked in. But through all of this, I met a guy who's a bit of an entrepreneurial type person. He does entrepreneur coaching, if you like. He does mentoring for people that want to be entrepreneurs and that want to develop and be more successful at business and have that sort of mindset. And he wants to do some seminars starting next year. And he was looking for someone who had direct marketing experience. So I met him through all of these contacts and through someone else and then another person sort of thing. Well, we've now booked the first. We're doing a joint seminar on the entrepreneurial mindset, but we're going to include direct marketing and the direct marketing mindset to do with that. With the first and second set. And we've got the date booked. We've got the venue booked and we're now pushing it starting next week.
Yeah, that's great.
And I've already got, having mentioned it to a few people, I've already got 4 or 5 sign-ups already.
Are you charging for the seminar?
Yeah, it's £2,000 for a two-day workshop.
Yeah, that's great.
So just in the last 3 or 4 weeks, my life has just gone mad. But the good thing is, I can take the time. I don't have to jump at everyone that's saying, oh, can you come and work with us or can you come and talk to us? I am picking and choosing and I am being quite selective in who I'm speaking to because I don't have to go and take everything. I mean, it's quite tempting.
Right. Or you could just raise your fees.
Well, yes. And I mean, what I want to do is get the monthly thing underway first and just make sure I've got clients firmly on that. And then, I mean, basically, I'll set my levels. I'll get to sort of 6 or 7 clients on a monthly, £2,500, £3,000. And then I'll just start upping it. And then clients can come on board that are going to pay £4,000, £5,000, whatever.
That's great, sir.
Just take it up. So I feel that I'm kind of at the top of a roller coaster just about to go down. It's that sort of excitement and anticipation and fear. And fear is not the right word, it's probably too strong. But you know that sort of excitement, but you're nervous and panicking a bit as well. But in a controlled way, in a good way. Just tipping over the top of that roller coaster to go hurtling down the other side. And it's just like, hey, let's just do it.
Yeah, let's just go for it. That's great. I appreciate you sharing this. I think it's an inspirational story because you were really down a few months ago.
The line for me was raise that money by the end of July or I would have had to go bankrupt. There's no way I could have paid the debt back otherwise, and it was a case of, well, you know, the only other option I would have had was to try and write it off that way. I just did not want that to happen.
Good job.
And it was just like, I'm not going that route. If there's anything I can do to stop it, I'm not going that route.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. I want to give you a short description of what you're going to get as an HMA consultant. What are you going to get with your system? What are you getting for your $3,900? But first, I want you to understand there is nothing out in the marketplace that even comes close to what Richard and I have put together for you. There are 12 valuable resources that you're going to get included in your HMA system. HMA resource number 1, you'll get all 10 HMA operation manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This part of the system alone is worth $2,500. HMA resource number 2, you'll get 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in downloadable audio. This is worth $3,500. You'll be able to hear and learn every part of capturing clients, creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3. You'll have 25 hours of live HMA training on video, DVDs. This is worth $2,500. You'll get two trainings here. The first is Richard's newest training on DVD on how to be an HMA marketing consultant. The second is Richard doing a live group training for 15 businessmen. Doing group training is another way to sell your consulting services to multiple people at one time. You'll have every word of Richard's 10 trainings on DVD showing you exactly how to take a business through the HMA system. Both DVD trainings are filled with the real-world challenges HMA consultants and businesses today experience. You'll have a step-by-step solution to follow to power your consulting process. HMA resource number 4. You'll get 24 months of exclusive online training and support in the HMA University, including online audio, email, telephone backup, and more. This is worth $5,000 or more every year. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500,000 to a couple million dollars a year doing marketing consulting. You'll hear all the details on how to make it as a marketing consultant. You'll also hear interviews with successful consultants using the HMA system. Interviews and training are uploaded regularly and posted on the HMA University. You'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 5, my joint venture magic marketing course, including audio training, joint venture sales letter, and sample contracts and agreements. This alone is worth $697. If you harness the enormous power of joint ventures explained step-by-step in this course, it'll be worth many more times than you pay for the whole HMA system. I've put together a collection of contracts and letters of agreements to use for every use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriter agreements, intellectual property rights agreements, marketing consultant retainer agreements, non-disclosure agreements, agreements for creating a new profit center, referral fee agreements, and many more. You would pay attorneys tens of thousands of dollars for this collection. This entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant for free. HMA resource number 6, $1,000 off my $7,900 audio creation service. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him or her an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 to $3,500. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using my very own system. This is a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. Also, you'll get $500 off my $1,995 audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product or service, and there's no better delivery man than the internet or your website. I've been doing this for years, delivering hard-hitting audio presentations that get results, that sell products and qualify leads, and I can do this for you or your client. If you want to give this service a try, you can take $500 off using this gift certificate at any time. Yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, free publicity and press training from industry professional, the publicity doctor. This is worth $1,500. Learn the secrets of getting free publicity for your business and your client's business in newspapers, magazines, on television, and on radio. HMA resource number 8, you're going to also get the reprint and resale rights to over 20 other reports. Reports like Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, or Quick Fix Marketing, which is a one-shot turnaround strategies for 50 different companies. If all you did was take that one business report that you'll be getting, and you'll have 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses that you can go out and use, or The Headline Bank, which is hundreds of the top money-making headlines, or How to Up Your Profits in a Down Economy, or 114 Tips and Techniques and Tactics to Kickstart Your Cash Flow, or Yellow Page Secrets, or How to Attract More Business with a Riveting Ad that Captures Immediate Attention, or How to Use Brochures to Grow Your Business, or 79 Profit-Boosting Ideas, and many more. The great thing about having all of these reports is you're going to be able to resell them. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on there and resell them to your clients and make revenue. These are going to be residual income opportunities that you're going to have built in through the marketing consulting training that I give you. You're going to be able to get these reports in Microsoft Word or PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients and sell them to them directly. You'll have instant availability to all these reports, and you can take and resell with full authority to build your marketing consulting practice. Being well acquainted with fees that good copywriters charge, you're going to be getting easily $15,000 or more in value from these reports alone. HMA resource number 9, marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to my collection of 117 hours of audio content and written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halpert, J. Conrad Levinson, John Carlton, Brian Keith Foyles, Jeremiah Phillips, Bill Myers, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR doctor, and many other marketing experts, all ready for you to offer to your clients in a matter of hours. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products to beef up your existing consulting practice, products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers, and friends. You may use these recordings as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services. You may print the transcripts and offer them as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products. You may package and bundle my collection of recordings and transcripts to make one-of-a-kind products to give away free to build goodwill. Your option of what you can do with this content is endless. I'm making this available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and I'm about to place it all in your lap just for becoming an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 10, a lifetime membership to Hard to Find Ads. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from my famous classic ad website, hardtofindads.com. Hardtofindads.com is the world's largest digital swipe file for editorial-style ads. Proven ads. Ads that have made hundreds of millions of dollars. Ads by Gary Benzavinga, Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins. Ads by Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Foyles, and John Carlton. I've had each one of these ads painstakingly typed out in Microsoft Word in formatted for you. You'll use these ads to help clients come up with breakthrough advertising ideas to market their business. Products which has half the super profit producing ads sell at over $5,000, but they're all yours as part of the Super HMA Consulting package. HMA resource number 11, online 24/7 selling tool. Selling consulting to people who don't want consulting can kill your motivation stone dead. Prospecting non-qualified prospects also eats up valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects. And that's why I've created a valuable time-saving tool for you to pre-sell the HMA system. You may have seen this one-hour articulate PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps of the HMA system on my site. It lets you send a link to any prospect in the world who has internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. It takes you out of the picture until they have gone through the presentation. I recommend only after they have viewed the presentation that you spend valuable time with them. If they do this, they are uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. I'll even do a special audio introduction with your voice for your presentation. This tool has saved me hundreds of hours of time by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You would pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this. It's yours to use and brand when you become an HMA consultant. And finally, HMA resource number 12, your rights to use a marketing tool, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ad press releases, client generation reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultant list of service providers, and more. Everything you need is all included in the price. I could easily charge you $5,000 or more every year just for the rights to use this incredibly powerful HMA system. Other inferior marketing systems charge you licensing fees, a percentage of sales, and keep charging you for everything in every other way they can. Your HMA system has no royalties or fees attached whatsoever. You'll have everything you need, and all the profits you make will be yours to keep from day one. Better still, I have one more unheard of offer for you. Listen, I know if you really use this system, it'll work for you. Why am I so certain? I've read every part of the system. I've watched the DVDs. I've listened to the audios. Then I've tested it live, warts and all. I didn't prepare or rehearse properly, and I screwed up in just about every way, and I still got my first paying client with just 6 phone calls. I'm even brave enough to put the audios of my first calls on my website so you can hear me bumble my way through using the system and still making money out of it. This HMA system worked for me, and I know it will work for you, so I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is and let you test drive everything without risking a penny. But before I tell you about my unique risk-free trial offer of the HMA system, I'm sure you're wondering how much you'll have to invest for the system. Just the components I've listed here are worth $22,000, plus an extra $5,000 or more every year. Yes, you'll get even more than I've told you about in this recording. There's nothing this good on the market anywhere. I've seen all the other systems, but to get anything similar would be an investment of $28,000 to $30,000 or more. And if you could claim all these resources at that price, it'd be a bargain. Why? With a step-by-step system like this and all the unique, powerful marketing and client generation resources, you can make many times that $28,000 figure every year. Other popular marketing systems with only a tiny fraction of the features I have in my HMA system are actually $30,000 plus ongoing fees, royalties, and more. But you won't be paying any royalties or fee with me. You won't even be paying $30,000, $20,000, or even $10,000. You can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the manuals, videos, audios, the powerful ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more at a tiny $3,900. Best of all, in an unequaled offer, I'll let you test drive my HMA system without you risking a penny. Here's a guarantee you won't find offered with any other marketing system in the world. If you follow the system step by step and you don't capture your first client in 45 days, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price. You'll have 45 days to use the system, to follow it step by step, and if you don't think it's worth many times what you've paid for it, or if you've really used the system each step of the way and you haven't captured your first paying client in 45 days, then I insist on refunding your money. But I know you won't be asking for a refund. You'll be thrilled at the value, thrilled with the power of this HMA system to capture new clients for you to help them make real profits. Why am I willing to offer you $22,000 in valuable marketing and training resources for just $3,900 and give you 100% performance guarantee? It's quite simple. As you know, I sell audio marketing products and services. Clients pay me for these audio services to help them sell more. I also create what I call an internet audio infomercial for businesses who want to grow using the power of audio. I know that with a team of HMA consultants out there applying so many of these powerful marketing techniques, I'll be creating many new clients for my audio service. You may have a client who wants to use audio on their website, and I'm betting you'll come to me first for help. This way, I'll be creating new eager clients, and we'll all benefit. To sum it up, you'll benefit with over $22,000 worth of very real value in your HMA system for just $3,900. I really do give follow-up support to each new HMA consultant. I'm dedicated to investing all my time and all my marketing expertise into making sure everyone who commits to this system succeeds. So what's another reason you should try my HMA system? You get me. You get me returning your calls 2 minutes after you leave a message. You get me taking the time on the phone with you. You get me returning your emails in a timely manner. You get my reputation online and all of my hidden marketing assets that I've accumulated over the years. Assets like my knowledge and contacts on direct mail marketing, advertising, and copywriting. I'm going to be here for you. I'm going to help you out. If you need something, you ask me first. You get all the resources, my site, and everything
that comes with it. That's what you get with me, and that's what you get being part of the HMA family. But my time is limited. Also, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restriction, I have limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure, as an HMA consultant, you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competition. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure claiming your system is to act now. Simply call my office right now at 858-274-7851. Ask for me, Michael Sinoff. Over the phone, I'll answer all your questions personally. Together, we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the HMA membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush by mail your HMA system to you by courier. You can start listening to your online audio immediately while you wait for the rest of your HMA system to arrive by mail. You really can change your life with just one decision. $22,000 of value for just $3,900 with a risk-free trial guarantee is a genuine lifetime opportunity. And remember, you can get started for as little as $3,900. You'll have everything you need that will take you step-by-step to making real money as a marketing consultant. Also, if you really try the HMA system and you don't get your first paying client in just 45 days, you can claim 100% refund. But I know you'll be thrilled with the results. I've tested and proven the HMA system for myself, and it really does work. You must act now to be sure of claiming the system for yourself. My time for backup support and the number of systems I'll sell to each area is limited. I hate for you to miss out on this unique opportunity to claim your new life as a highly paid HMA marketing consultant. Remember, you can get started on your special risk-free 45-day trial for as little as $3,900. You'll have nothing to lose and a whole new life to gain. Don't waste another second and risk missing out on this fantastic opportunity. Call me, Michael Sinoff, right now at 858-274-7851.